With KAZU News, I'm Krista Almanzon. Farm worker housing is in crisis. There's not enough of it, and much of what is available is lousy. A growing number of agricultural companies are building seasonal housing for their workers, but that has its challenges. KAZU's Erica Mahoney reports.
Claudia Spindola picks and packages artisan romaine lettuce for a living. After hours of harvesting in the hot sun, she relaxes into a comfy couch. Her hair is pulled into a ponytail under a black baseball cap. It has a Marine Corps logo on it. Her son is a Marine. Espindola has worked in the fields for 27 years to support her kids.
I'm working in the field when I was 18 years. Yeah, so many years.
They call Arizona home, but for 8 months out of the year, she comes to the Salinas Valley to harvest romaine. Finding a place to live here has always been tough. Recently, she lived in a two-bedroom house with 13 other people. Some people were sleeping in the garage.
One time, I wait for 4 hours to take my shower because the shower is busy all day.
She says the kitchen would get so crowded that she'd wake up at 3 a.m. to make her lunch. Her rent was $500 a month. Today, her living situation is a lot better. The couch she's sitting on happens to be in a community store at her new apartment complex. The complex is owned by her employer, Tanamura and Antle. Her rent is now $250 a month.
I feel so lucky and I feel so blessed to live in this place.
Employer-built farmworker housing is not a new idea. Back in the 50s and 60s, it was common for growers to provide housing. This idea was resurrected by Tanamura and Antle in 2016. That's when the company opened this 800-bed apartment complex in Spreckels. Now other companies are following suit. Ocean Mist Farms is working on a similar project, and the Nunez Company just opened a 600-bed farmworker housing complex in Monterey County's Baranda neighborhood. Tom Nunez strolls through the center of the complex. It's called Baranda Villas.
You can see there's a basketball court with more seating areas, barbecue pits. On the far side on the west, there's a little bit of a walking path. And so it's kind of a nice, cozy kind of environment, right, for, you know, a community of people that are working hard day in and day out.
The Nunez family and two other ag families invested in this to attract and retain their workforce. The three families grow, harvest, and ship under the Foxy brand. They're glad to be part of the solution, but say this project wasn't easy.
It's a cumbersome process. It took us nearly 2 years to get to the point that we're sitting here today.
Nunez Company General Counsel Brett Harrell says for more housing like this to happen, there needs to be less red tape. Right now, Monterey County has certain areas zoned for farmworker housing. But if ag companies want to build outside of those zones, like the Nunez Company did, there's no specific permit.
It is not exactly an apartment complex. It's not exactly a year-round facility. It's a seasonal agricultural employment and employee facility.
Because Baranda Villas was essentially classified as an apartment complex, they had to build 2 parking spots per unit. This, even though many will go unused. The Nunez Company buses its employees to work. For Harrell, another big problem is the impact fees. These are fees developers pay to offset any impacts to public property, like wear and tear on the roads. In fact, the Nunez Company is suing the Salinas Union High School District over its fee. Harrell says paying that doesn't make sense because no children live at Baranda Villas.
I'd like to see a unified set of rules that truly addresses what we're doing here.
It's something Monterey County supervisors are working toward. They've started taking steps to make it easier for ag companies to build employee housing projects. Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.